Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to Faith Foundations. Every Monday, we'll look to answer some of the questions Christians have in their walk with the Lord. Today, we talk with Dr. Richard Blackaby of Blackaby Ministries International in Georgia. Give us some of the highlights of ways in which we can truly have that close, intimate relationship with our Creator.
Well, two things I would say about that. One is just that one of the most profound teachings in experiencing God is that God is always at work around you. And you have to start there. There's a lot of people who assume that God isn't doing anything at their workplace or in their family or in their personal life. And so they're not even really looking. And they wouldn't even know what to look for if they were. So that's been revolutionary for many, many people. Many churches have said, we had no idea all that God was doing until we started looking. And suddenly, everywhere we looked, there he was. And we were able to join him. And the other thing about experiencing God is that it's just revolutionized a lot of people's walk with God is the whole concept that God desires an intimate, interactive, vibrant walk with us. Far, far too many people have gone to church all their lives, and they think that they just meet with God on Sundays at church when they sing a few songs about him and then listen to a sermon. But no one ever taught them that moment by moment throughout their day, as they go to work or school or they're in their home, that God is constantly desiring to interact with them, to guide them, to show his love to them. And again, once you begin to recognize that that's what he's trying to do, you suddenly see him involved in your life in many different ways, and it becomes very exciting. People have just said, suddenly my whole life's an adventure. Every morning I'm getting up and I just see God at work. I see God interacting, expressing his love to me, and it's just a wonderful, joyful experience of walking through the day with God.
What would you offer as far as advice for those people that might be out there that are struggling to understand his will or who God truly is to help clarify some of those things for them?
Well, who God is what God does. So if you don't know who he is, you're going to be constantly disappointed or confused by what he does, because you're going to think he acts one way, and you're going to be looking in the wrong places. You're going to misunderstand what he's trying to do. But when you get to know him, then all of a sudden his actions make perfect sense. So there's a lot of teaching and preaching and music these days that don't really represent God as he truly is. And it really belongs to us, our responsibility, to be in the scriptures, to see him, to study him, and to just see how he presents himself. God is constantly being misrepresented, even at times by the church. So go to the scripture yourself, go to God himself, and let him reveal himself. And there's so many examples, some very common ones, like, you know, people have had maybe a bad experience with their earthly father, and so every time they see God the Father in the Bible, they bring all that baggage with them. And that's just totally the wrong picture. God's a perfect father. He's a loving father. He never disappoints. He never hurts you. He never disappoints you. But you can't take your baggage with you to God, otherwise you won't know him as he really is. You have to start with God, and then he can help shed light on all of your other earthly relationships, but don't start with what you know and then try to understand God, because he is far greater than anything you've ever experienced before.
You touch on such a great point there. I was actually speaking with a fellow Christian the other day that said that, you know, she was raised in a household where God was the ultimate disciplinarian, but there wasn't much on the love aspect of things. It was just, here's all these rules and regulations, and here's the bad things that are going to happen if you don't follow those, and nothing of the good of the rest of God's character. Maybe somebody's had that in their household, or as you had mentioned and you touched on, maybe just not a good earthly father figure. What would you say to help people navigate one or both of those situations?
God is so complex. He's so infinite. He's so multidimensional that our problem is we can't comprehend that. We can't take it in. So we tend just to latch on to just one or two attributes, and we skew who God is. So, I mean, God does have expectations of us, but he's also infinitely loving. He's infinitely gracious and compassionate. And our problem is if you just pick out one aspect of God, then you throw everything out of sync. And I'd say you got to put all those together. He is loving. He is just. He's righteous. He's patient. He's gracious. You put all those together, and that's hard for us because we're always wanting to simplify. We always want to put someone in a box and say, well, he's just concerned about rules. And I'd say there's so much more to God than that. Most of us have limited God in some way by just not taking in all that he is, zeroing in on just one or two traits, and even those not really giving him justice for. So I tell you, we'll spend our whole life trying to grasp somehow how awesome God is. But if you're struggling with God, if you're disappointed with God, then I would say it's not because of God, it's because you don't understand God. If you truly knew him, you'd be overwhelmed with awe and love for who God is.
That's Dr. Richard Blackaby of Blackaby Ministries International in Georgia, our guest today on Faith Foundations, which airs every Monday as we look to answer some of the questions Christians have in their walk with the Lord.